This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A Delta passenger plane slid off a taxiway at the airport in Kansas this morning because of the icy conditions. Nobody hurt that we know of. The National Weather Service is warning that a snowstorm that's rolling across the country may make travel dangerous. Parts of the Midwest and the East Coast may get heavy snow. The rural area near Seattle has already gotten several feet of snow. King County, Washington Sergeant Jason Stanley says they're checking on residents.
The snow's been up to waist deep when we go knocking on each cabin or each house, making sure people are okay.
He talked to KOMO-TV. What now for President Trump?
The Senate received the formal House resolution yesterday.
Impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Congressman Adam Schiff will be one of the House prosecutors presenting the case to a jury of 100 senators. Opening arguments are due to start Tuesday. First, the Senate will issue a formal summons to the White House, and the president's legal team is expected to respond by tomorrow. He already has.
It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Which he says Democrats are conducting to win the election.
That hopefully they're not going to win.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Iran's supreme leader has lashed out at Western countries as he led Friday prayers in Tehran for the first time in 8 years. The Ayatollah Ali Khamenei dismissed what he called American clowns, who he said pretend to support the Iranian nation, but would stick their, quote, poison dagger into its back. Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg wants all new cars to be electric by 2035 and new buildings to produce no carbon emissions by 2025. These proposals are part of clean energy plans that he's rolling out. This is AP News. A gun rights group is filing an emergency appeal of a judge's ruling upholding the Virginia governor's ban on firearms at a pro-gun rally.
The rally is set for Monday in Richmond, and Virginia's Solicitor General argued Governor Ralph Northam was well within his authority to declare the state of emergency and ban weapons after law enforcement identified credible evidence that armed groups from out of state planned to attend with the possible intention of participating in a violent insurrection. An attorney for the gun rights groups argued the ban would violate rallygoers' Second and First Amendment rights. But citing Supreme Court rulings that found the right to bear arms is not unlimited, the judge ruled Virginia's governor has the authority to take action related to the safety and welfare of the state. I'm Ben Thomas.
Papa Murphy's Pizza Place in Anchorage will now fly your pizza to you if you live in Alaska. The owner says they make all their pizzas fresh in-house. They freeze them and fly them to their customers. Rita Foley, AP News.